This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. Now, a story from a Marketplace series about work in America, produced in partnership with the New York Times. It's no secret that especially in some areas of the country, learning how to write code will land you a pretty darn good paycheck. And that fact is convincing a growing number of people to jump out of their current career and try their luck in the world of Java, Ruby, Python, and more. Paul Sullivan writes the Wealth Matters column in the New York Times. He brings us this report.
Last May, at age 57, Patsy Price walked away from a good mid-level management job at Google to learn to code.
My job was pretty great, but I felt obsolete.
So Price signed up for an intensive 12-week class at General Assembly, one of a handful of new schools around the country where you can learn to code quickly, sometimes in a day, sometimes weeks. It wasn't easy. The code was hard to learn, and the grandmother of two found the students were a lot younger.
I like to think of myself as a 1956 T-Bird, and I'm going in and I'm competing against Ferraris, Maseratis, Priuses, you know, and coding wizards, really.
Wizards, indeed. Tim Latore, another mid-career switcher at 42, spoke to me in a General Assembly classroom. He described the age difference in his coding class as a little Harry Potter-esque.
Half of us were what I call muggles. Normal people probably coming from a different discipline. And then the other half of the class were who I'd call wizards, usually younger, and they could pick up coding so much quicker.
Latore says he struggled to keep up with the intense pace. A turning point came when he was assigned to work in a group of six on a project. Three wizards, three muggles.
And the wizards just took off. They left us for dead.
Latore dug in and made it through. And when it was over, he quickly got a job at a startup focused on personalized marketing. In the interview, he says he could see the hiring manager's eyes light up when Latore mentioned his previous 15 years as a graphic designer.
That richness of experience combined with the skills can really be a core asset.
Jake Schwartz is the CEO and co-founder of General Assembly. He says the hardest part for mid-career switchers can be just hanging in there when the coding gets tough.
It does involve a certain amount of making yourself vulnerable when you go back into the classroom after many years.
Patsy Price, the 57-year-old former Googler, says she learned that lesson quickly.
I just need to give myself permission to listen and learn and not hold myself up to their standard. If I did, I would have been just crushed and I would have quit.
Price is now a junior developer at SmartTip, a real estate app company. She says one of the reasons she loves this new job is because she can be so useful now that she can code.
I'm basically making half of what I made a year ago, but I'm four times happier.
And isn't that what retraining is all about? I'm Paul Sullivan for Marketplace.
That story was produced by Carrie Donahue. You can read more about retraining for the workforce of the future in tomorrow's Your Money section of the New York Times and on our website, marketplace.org.